When it comes right down to it, the governor and the legislature write the state's education budget, but that hasn't stopped Greg Underheim from criticizing Elizabeth Burmaster for her spending priorities. Burmaster favors Governor Jim Doyle's plan for the state to pick up two-thirds of all public education costs. Last night, she asked Underheim whether he supports Doyle's plan, too.
The fact of the matter is we're in a very tight budget situation. We're going to take a look in the legislature at exactly where the money's coming from. But funding two-thirds does mean forcing these kids and their grandparents to be in conflict over resources. I don't want that.
Underheim says that under Burmaster's direction, the state's schools will only get more expensive. For example, he cited Burmaster's initiative to get more schools to start a four-year-old kindergarten program. Underheim says there's little research that proves these programs are even effective. Burmaster disagreed.
Those first years of a child's life lay the foundation for all future learning. And an investment in early childhood is one of the best investments that we can make.
Burmaster also said the state needs to send more money to a program that reduces class sizes in kindergarten through third grades. Underheim says that if schools could cut it to just kindergarten and first grades, more districts would participate. Whoever wins this race will also hold a spot on the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents. Burmaster said she'd been respectful of working students in that role.
In my 4 years as state superintendent, I voted 3 times against tuition increases because I did not think that they were reasonable.
Underheim says he'd handle that job differently.
The person that benefits most from your education is you. You have an obligation to pay reasonably for that education. The job of the superintendent is not to prevent any tuition increases, but to see that they're reasonable in their size. I'm not a suck up to students or any constituency.
That's something of which Underheim says Burmaster has been guilty. She's received more than $350,000 in campaign help from the Wisconsin Education Association Council, the state's largest teachers union. Underheim contends that's why she differs little with WEAC on any policy. Burmaster says that's not true.
WEAC would advocate for the dismantling of the current Milwaukee Parental Choice Program, and I have never advocated for the dismantling of that program.
The Choice Program lets low-income parents use state funds to send their kids to private schools. Underheim wants to expand the program and says Burmaster has slowed its growth.
She is certainly putting up a wall to prevent movement into the Choice Program. The statistics are very clear. The more options parents have, the better the public schools do, because they are forced then to provide a higher quality education that those parents will want to choose. I think that's very important.
This is Underheim's second run for state superintendent. He didn't make it past the primary in his try 8 years ago. Burmaster was first elected in 2001. The election for state schools chief will be held on Tuesday. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.